Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is Carnita Smith with Mission from the Heart Radio, along with my special guest, Minister Harold Copeland. We are with you again today. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We are super excited and we pray that you come ready, willing, and able to the banquet table of grace to receive the sweet manna for the soul. And we pray that you and you alone are ready to just relish in God's grace and understanding and knowledge of his word, that it would be a rhema, a rhema to your spirit, soul, and body, that you would proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ to others who are living in a sin-sick world during these closing days of grace, that you would be the light that shares Jesus Christ with somebody that comes across your path or circle of influence. This is the importance of the saints, that we proclaim the gospel. This is what John the Baptist did. He was the forerunner for Jesus to tell a sin-sick world that Jesus is coming, that he is our Savior. And this is what we still proclaim today, that Jesus and Jesus alone is our Savior. And so we just implore you that you be empowered by the Holy Spirit to share the gospel of Jesus Christ across the world in the beautiful way that God has purposed you to do. And that's how we grow and go in his amazing grace. So I'm not going to keep you. We are ready and on fire to ready ourselves with the word of God, ready ourselves with the joy of God, and ready ourselves with the understanding of the Holy Spirit as he reveals the beauty of God's word to us. So Minister Harold Copeland is going to just take right over, and we will get into this wonderful series under the umbrella of discipleship, but our focus is the very nature of God. Minister Copeland?
Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In all things, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Hello again, everybody. Welcome again. God bless you. I am Brother Harold Copeland, and along with our host, Minister Carnita Smith, we are in studio together again. We always like to welcome everyone to Mission from the Heart Radio. We always want you to know that it is an honor and a privilege to be able to fellowship with you concerning the truth of the Word of God. We want you to know that we love you, we appreciate you, and we thank God for your lives. But most importantly, God loves you. He has a plan for your life. And every time you open up your heart to receive the word of God, God is downloading revelation knowledge of the Holy Spirit into your heart that will release his divine plan and purpose for your life. And you too shall stand and fulfill God's destiny for your life. As was said earlier, we're still on that series under the umbrella of, and our focus for today is that great focus, the most awesome focus that any believer, even a non-believer, should be able to focus on: the very nature of God. And we're going to dive right into this teaching, and we are going to get it started. And you know, we always like to start out by reading our launch pad scripture. And our launch pad scripture for this series come out of the book of Matthew, chapter number 28, starting with verse 16 through verse 20.
Matthew 28:16. Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, to the mountain which Jesus had appointed for them. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." Amen.
Amen. And our foundation of scripture for our topic, the very nature of God, comes out of the book of Ephesians, chapter 3, starting with verse 16 through verse 21.
Ephesians 3:16, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might through his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height, to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you may ask or think, according to the power that works in us. Verse 21, to him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen.
Amen. The very nature of God. And we showed by scripture, the word of God, that God's very nature is love. And we have to go past a humanistic love. And we step into a word called the agape, which means unconditional. Knowing that God loves us with the unconditional love, with his very nature, in spite of us. That love is unconditional because in our reality, we manifest conditions that can stop it. But God made up his mind that I'm going to unconditionally love them, so my love will never stop flowing into them. And God's love is constantly flowing into our spirit man. There's a connection spirit to spirit. And we are going to open up the spirit of the man. And when I say spirit of the man, I mean mankind, man, woman, boy, and girl, to show the beauty of what God has, God our Father, imparted into the spirits of those that believe. Those that believe and allowed him to adopt them into his family. Those that now are called the sons of God. For Romans 8 and 14 tell us that those that are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. So let's start out by going to the book of 1 John. We want to go to chapter 3. And we want to read verse 9.
1 John 3, verse 9. Whoever has been born of God does not sin, for his seed remains in him, and he cannot sin because he has been born of God.
Amen. Beautiful scripture. And let's break it down a little bit, starting with the mindset of religion, but we're going to end up in the realm of truth, receiving revelation knowledge of the Holy Spirit, of the interpretation and the meaning that God presents to the heart of his sons and daughters through the scripture. Now, in the mindset of religion, some people say that this verse was about habitual sin, that those born of God don't habitually sin. And some people would say, brother, you can't habitually sin. You may sin sometimes, but you won't habitually sin, or you aren't really born again. But that doesn't hold water, because we discovered earlier in this teaching that what can be called sin is really very broad. So we're going to look at a couple of scriptures concerning what God clarifies as sins in his heart. Let us start out by going to the book of Romans. That's my favorite book, if you don't know that by now. The book of Romans, chapter 14, verse 23.
Romans 14, 23. But he who doubts is condemned if he eats, because he does not eat from faith. For whatever is not from faith is sin.
Amen. My brothers and sisters, just think upon that for a second before we move to the next scripture. Do we actually operate in faith 24/7? If we don't, if we do not, then we sin. I know I don't. I know I do not. You look at your heart and see that you do. So I am guilty of sinning. And you know what? I do it on a regular basis. So I'm guilty of habitually sinning. Let's go to another scripture. Proverbs, that's the book of wisdom. Proverbs. The wisest man in the world wrote that book. Proverbs chapter 23. And we will read the first two verses, 1 and 2.
Proverbs 23. Verse 1, when you sit down to eat with a ruler, consider carefully what is before you and put a knife to your throat if you are a man given to appetite.
Now let's ponder that, righteous people of God, given to appetite. I know sometimes on Thanksgiving and Christmas I do, but sometimes I get, you know, by myself, go to an all-you-can-eat buffet or even take a friend to an all-you-can-eat buffet, and I give in to appetite. So I'm guilty of sin in that one also. You think about it for yourself. Let's go to the next one. Philippians 3. And we're going to read verse 19.
Philippians 3:19. Whose end is destruction? Whose God is their belly? And whose glory is in their shame? Who set their mind on earthly things?
And we want to focus on that. God is the belly, setting minds on earthly things. I do that sometimes. So in that, I'm guilty. We're going to read one more scripture before we get back into the teaching. And notice we're basing this on he that is born of God cannot sin. I'm born of God, but I'm guilty of the first three scriptures of sin. So let's read the last one. James, that's Jesus' brother. James is Jesus' brother. James chapter 4. James chapter 4, verse 17.
Therefore, to him who knows to do good and does not do it, to him it is sin.
Amen. They got me again. There's times I knew I should have got up and prayed, I didn't. There's times I should have read the scriptures, I didn't. And that scripture say, he that is born of God cannot sin. And I'm just being vulnerable. I am guilty in all four categories of sinning, but I'm born of God. So let's get into scriptures and see what that scripture is really talking about. Like I said, we really have to know what sin is. Overeating is sin. And I admit it, self-admitted, that I do overeat. I'm sure you know some believers that may overeat. And see, one thing, overeating is not accidentally. When I go to the all-you-can-eat buffet, I don't actually accidentally overeat. My mind is made up. I'm going to eat as long as I can. And sometimes I get overweight. I like to work out, but sometimes I hit a wall and I can't work out for 1 month and 2 months. And I sit home and I eat all my comfort food and I find myself 2-3 pounds overweight. And that's sin. And I'm not condemning myself or anybody else that do that. But if we do, whether it's 1 pound overweight or whether it's 100 pound overweight, we habitually sin. And God told us in his word that our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit. Let's read that scripture. That's in 1 Corinthians. That's in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19.
1 Corinthians 6, 19. Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own?
Amen. So we're supposed to take care of our bodies, and we're supposed to glorify God in whatever we eat, and whatever we drink, and whatever we say. Everything we do is supposed to be to the glory of God. If we're overeating, if we don't do what we know we're supposed to do, we aren't glorifying God in what we are doing. We are indulging self, and self is dominated. Self is still alive instead of being dead. Now, the point I'm trying to make, and it's concerning 1 John 3:9, whosoever is born of God does not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin because he's born of God. And the point we are making is that all believers habitually sin in some way or another. So I don't believe the scripture, 1 John 3:9, is talking about outward habitually sinning. When it said that whoever is born of God cannot sin, come on, listen to me, it meant just exactly what it said, and that's addressing our spirit man. Our spirit man is born of God, and our spirit man cannot sin. When I go to that restaurant and I have a wonderful time, my spirit man does not participate. And the sin that I commit when I overeat, that does not go down to my spirit man. My spirit man is always righteous and truly holy in the presence of God. My spirit man, it was relate to God. God does not relate to the flesh part of me. God is a spirit. And those that worship him, and worship takes on a connotation of fellowship. Any type of fellowship we have with God, we must do it in spirit and in truth. We fellowship with God spirit to spirit. Our spirit is always righteous. Our spirit is always pure. Our spirit never can be contaminated, because God has sealed our spirit with the Holy Ghost, and any contamination that happened in our minds or in our bodies does not seep into our spirit man, because our spirit man is sealed by the power of the living God. And let's just clarify that with a scripture out of the book of Ephesians. That's Ephesians chapter 1. Verse 13.
Ephesians 1:13, and it reads this way. In him you also trusted, after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise.
Praise God. When God saved us, hallelujah, our spirit man, when he brought us back alive, he sealed it. Glory to God. Because he know us. He know I was going to go to that restaurant and overeat. Hallelujah. He know there's time that I wasn't going to get up and pray when he asked me to pray. He know there was times when he asked me to read the Bible, and I say, Lord, I'm too tired to read the Bible. So he sealed my spirit, man, the perfect part of me, with the Holy Ghost. So when I do mess up, which I do, and maybe you do too, I don't know. But when I do mess up, it doesn't seek into my spirit. My spirit is always righteous and truly holy in the sight of God. That is love, my brothers and sisters. That's the agape, an unconditional loving God that wants to love a people forever, a people that's not deserving, a people that's not worthy. But God's heart's desire is for these people, me and you. So he went to every means that he can keep us in his presence. And he made us holy through our spirit, brought us back alive, quickened, what the word used. He brought us back alive, quickened us, and brought us right back into the original place of creation when he blew into Adam's nostril that great spirit of life. And he gave that spirit of life to us when we was born again. And then he sealed it, Ephesians 1:13. He sealed that perfection. He sealed that satisfaction of his spirit. He sealed it with the Holy Ghost that we cannot mess it up no matter what we do. That's love. The spirit is the only part of us that is born of God. And our spirits cannot sin. Our spirit does not sin. Our spirit is the seed of God. Come on, help me out. It's the seed of God within us. We never sin with our spirit man. We sin in the realm of our flesh, which is our minds and our physical bodies, three parts, the soul and the body we may sin. We sin in our emotions. We sin in our minds and may get into sin because of our will, our choices. But our spirit are not participating in sin. Our spirits are not being defiled anytime we may sin. Our spirits are not being corrupted. They do not ever have to be purged. The blood of Jesus does not have to be reapplied to our spirits. Jesus entered in once for us. And the key word is, in the spirit. This whole gospel is spiritual. And in the spirit, we have an eternal redemption. Eternal. Somebody say eternal. It's eternal redemption. And that eternal redemption is in our spirit man. And can't nobody mess it up. The devil can't mess it up. And I can't mess it up when I go to the all-you-can-eat buffet. So let's read that about the eternal redemption that comes out of the book of Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 9. Verse 11 and 12.
Hebrews 9, verse 11 and 12. But Christ came as high priest of the good things to come, with the greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is, of this creation, not with the blood of goats and calves, but with his own blood. He entered the most holy place once and for all, having obtained eternal redemption.
Amen. Eternal redemption that he placed in our spirits. And because our spirits cannot sin, he don't need to go back to do it again. Thank you, Lord. That's the agape. That's the unconditional love of the Father. That's the very nature of God. That is the Father's heart of love revealed to a people, that he so loved that he gave his only begotten Son, and he gave it to everybody. Everybody's name is whosoever. So our spirits are perfect. Our spirits look just like Jesus. Glory to God. And so I heard somebody say, no, you can't say that. You can't say that. I can say it because of in the scripture. 1 John chapter 4. Verse 17.
1 John 4:17. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Because as he is, so we in this world, so are we in this world.
Amen. As he is, that's Jesus. As Jesus is, so are we right now in this world. That's those that are born again. And it's not in our souls, so we can't go look in our minds and our emotions to see do we look like Jesus. And it's not in our physical body, so we can't get up and go look in the mirror and see do we look like Jesus. But it's in our spirit, man. We look just like Jesus. And we have to look into the spiritual mirror, to see the reflection, the spiritual supernatural reflection created in the image and the likeness of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And see, that's love. That's what love is all about. You know, when I was growing up, there was a circle of some of the, what love got to do with it. Glory to God. She didn't know what she was talking about, but I tell you what, love got everything to do with it. Glory to God. He has placed himself on the inside of us. He has placed his kingdom on the inside. His kingdom has come within us in this hour. And his will is being done in us and through us without no help from us. Exceeding what was read earlier. He do exceeding abundantly above all that we can act or think. We don't have to do it. It's according to the power. That's his power. The same power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead is dwelling on the inside of us. And I hear somebody say, "You no, that can't be true." Okay, let's go to the book of Ephesians. The book of Ephesians. And we want to go to chapter 1, Ephesians chapter 1. And we shall read verses 18 through 20.
Ephesians 1:18. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at the right hand in the heavenly places.
The same power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead, the same power is working in us. It's not in our souls, not in our bodies. It's in our spirits are the only part of our redemption that is complete right now. One day our body is going to get saved. We're going to get a glorified body when we go back with Jesus. And the words say that in our souls, our knowing in our soul, we're going to know all things. We're going to know like we've been known. But our spirit is complete right now. Our spirit is eternally complete. In this life, while we're here, before Jesus comes back, even before we go home, our spirits will never be defiled. That's why 1 John 3:9 say, he that is born of God cannot sin. Our spirit man cannot sin. And that's for the believers. Maybe there's somebody out there that's not a believer. And they say that I want my spirit in that position in God. I want this new spirit. I want this my spirit to come alive. I want the breath of life of God to come alive in me. I want to know this Jesus. I want to be one with his power. I want to get back to the, I need God. I can't go on the way I'm going on. The place that I am is a place of death, and I want to be part of you, Christian. But you're in the right place, because Mission from the Heart, we're a salvation ministry, and Holy Spirit always open the door for someone to come into the family of God. And he's nudging now. And he's asking me to stop. He's asking me to drop and pray that I may turn this microphone over to the one, his anointed one, that he has anointed us to take us to the cross and lead those to salvation. So I shall be obedient to the Spirit of the living God. And I shall stop, drop, and pray, and I shall turn the microphone over to my dear sister, Minister Nita Smith, that she can take us to the cross.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. This is our time, my brothers and sisters. This is our time where we get serious. And I want to read for you as a continuation of what Minister Copeland has been sharing with me, with you, with us as a whole. As brothers and sisters in Christ, and also to those who may not know him yet, this is the time to get to know him through Bible study and acceptance, having the assurance of his word and accepting him as your Lord and Savior. So if you would turn your Bibles and follow me in 1 John 5, starting in verse 12, reading verse 12 and 13. It reads this way. Now, I'm going to read it to you in a slightly different translation, and that's okay. You just follow along, but this is in the Amplified translation. And it reads this way. Who has the Son by accepting him as Lord and Savior has the life that is eternal. he who does not have the Son of God by personal faith does not have the faith. And Minister Copeland made mention, as we read in 1 John 3:9, as we read in 1 John 4:17, and all of these scriptures that refer back to how we are one with Christ in spirit. So this is the opportunity and the time that we want to extend Jesus Christ to you, those who may not know him, in the pardoning of their sin. Now, again, it would not be right of Minister Copeland and myself to assume that every listener is filled, spirit-filled, meaning filled with the Holy Spirit, have accepted Christ as their Lord and Savior. So we want to get right today. We want you to extend your arms and share your heart, surrender your heart to Christ. And we like to stop, drop, and pray with you as you surrender your life to him. And that's capital H-I-M, and we know him as Jesus Christ, our Redeemer. He is our Redeemer. And for the spirit man to be commingled, if you will, to be married, if you will, the two become one, meaning the spirit of the man, meaning you, and the spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, the two become one in marriage. Now, that might be a little foreign to you right now, but as you continue to study the scriptures, as you continue to pursue him, then the Holy Spirit within you will guide you and lead you and bring to your understanding all of what is necessary and important for us to know according to his scripture, according to his love, agape love. So we do not want you to miss the opportunity that God is giving you today. Again, you're not listening and following us on this broadcast by chance. It is by God's orchestration, by his love, that he has gently nudged you, or spoken to you in your heart, or you've heard a still small voice for him to lead you to this broadcast. Why? Because we teach the truth and we share Jesus with you. How do we share it? We share him through salvation, an opportunity for you to surrender. This is so important, my brother and sister, and we can't say enough about the importance of every man, woman, child, boy or girl. The importance of them, us, giving our life to him, surrendering, anchoring, standing firm in Christ and Christ alone. This is eternal. This is what Minister Copeland, through the word of God, is teaching us. So we want you to prepare your heart as whole as you know how, as humble as you know how, as we go to the feet of Jesus, making our petition known. Now, I say our because we're walking alongside you, praying with you. Remember, we are a body, his bride, and we walk together. We are walking alongside you, my brother, my sister, that you would bow down to Jesus. As wholehearted as you know how, as humble as you know how, making your petition known to him. Now, it's my words, but your heart. And thanks be to God, he can see our heart. So I encourage you not to be half-hearted, not to be undecisive, and not to be straddling a fence. And I mean that to say, come to him as humble and as real as you know how. So as we pray, I encourage my brothers and sisters who are listening also that you would lift up that person in your circle of influence, whether it be your spouse or a son or a daughter, maybe a grandchild of yours. The sooner we pray and lift them up to Jesus, the better. That we plant seeds in fertile ground, that God would send someone along to water them, and he brings the increase. So let's pray. Father God, here we are. Father God, here I am. Coming to you as humble as I know how. Lord, I know deep down inside, I know I love you. And I know what I've read and what I've heard, that Jesus died on the cross for me. I know that the Bible teaches me that it was only his blood that could cover my sin, that redeemed me, that I will be able to come to you directly in all reverence, in all humbleness, as I know how. Lord, I come with a bowed head, surrendered hand and heart, making my petition known, believing by faith that Jesus did for me what he did on the cross. Thank you. Lord, that my sins have been washed away because of Jesus' blood. I know that what I've said and I've done and the wrong thoughts that I've had are not going to carry me to heaven. But I trust and believe that Jesus is my Savior, and I trust and believe that what he did on the cross for me is who I anchor my soul in. Here I am, Lord. Here I am, trusting and believing in you and you alone. In Jesus' holy and righteous name, I pray. Hallelujah and amen. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, for you are now born again. The Holy Spirit has instantly entered into you. He resides in you. Hallelujah, my brother, my sister. For now that your man is commingling, married, the two become one with the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. For the angels rejoice that you have given your life to Christ. Amen. What a joy, what a joy this is for you to now be in the household of faith or the body of Christ, or some say the ark of salvation, Jesus himself. We have a comforter, the Holy Spirit. He is in you, and you are in him. And we are excited. Minister Copeland and I are super excited that you have chosen this day. Now, who could be more excited than we are? God himself, because you have given your heart to him. He holds your heart. And as you seek out a Bible teaching church in your community, please, please, please seek one out that you would be baptized by submersion of water. So when you get up, hallelujah again. Praise the Lord. You have identified to the world that I am a Christ follower. You are a Christ follower. And we also want you to seek out a small group, a Sunday school class within that church, or a discipleship small group study that you continue to grow and go along with us at Mission from the Heart Radio. This is so important for the body to seek out small groups for fellowship, to praise the Lord in oneness with your church body, and to learn how to worship God in spirit and in truth, to sing songs of praise to him in spirit and in truth. And we want to say, welcome. Welcome to the household of faith. So we still got a few minutes before we have to close out this broadcast today. So I'm going to give you over to Minister Copeland and let him give his hallelujah praises, because you have accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Minister Copeland?
Amen. And I agree. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We're brothers now. We're brothers and sisters, brother, brother. We are in the same family. We got the same spirit. Amen. This is a spiritual family. God's family is a spiritual family, and we operate out of a spiritual kingdom. Amen. And we carry, God is a spirit, and now since we're part of his family, we carry his spirit. We carry the kingdom spirit of God. Amen. And we are going to go deeper into this beautiful spirit. Beautiful. You know, God say that we are beautiful and wonderfully made. He's talking about our spirit. That's the real us now. Now we walk by the spirit. We are led by the spirit. Those that are led by the spirit are the sons of God. We are the temple where the spirit dwells. Oh, it's beautiful. And as we open up the beauty of the spirit and we show that this spiritual, this salvation that God has given us through the Spirit, that he did it, made us his workmanship in Christ Jesus to do some good works in the earth realm. His Spirit is eternal. It's sealed by the Holy Ghost. Even if I do go overeat, that overeating is not going to go seek into my spirit, because the Holy Spirit is still protecting it from any contamination. And I say this before I turn the mic back over. We're not advocating sin. And because of the beauty of this spirit and it's sealed by the Holy Ghost, somebody may say, well, what are you saying? Should we continue in sin that grace may abound? That question should be asked when we open up the beauty of the gospel of Jesus Christ. If we preach the same gospel that Paul preached, somebody should ask that question, because they asked Paul the question 3 or 4 times. So that question should ask once the beauty of the Spirit is opening up and the truths of the Word, the work that God has done in us, is revealed. Somebody say, hey, since I got it going on like that, you mean should I go on in sin? No, we're not advocating sin. We're not advocating sin, and you shouldn't. And next week, as we continue to open up the Spirit, I'm going to show you why we should not sin. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We love you, God. We appreciate you. And we're going to continue this next week. I love you. I thank God for you. Walk in the power and the victory of the Lord. Minister Smith?
Amen. Amen. And that's the message for us. That is a nugget for us to walk in the power. Hallelujah. So with that being said, I pray and hope that the message, that the teaching series, as well as the word, the messenger of the word, I pray that it continues to grow you. Don't stifle it. Don't grieve the Holy Spirit. Please do not do that, because when that happens, then you get stuck and you get complacent. And we don't want that to take place at all. So we want you to continue to praise and worship him and sing songs of praises and study the word of God and meet with us every week on this broadcast. So always remember, my brothers and sisters, that the grass withers, the flowers fadeth, and you probably already know this by now, the grass withers, the flowers faded, but the word of God will remain in your heart, Minister Copeland's heart, my heart, and so many others, heart to heart, as we mission from the heart. Praise the Lord, and we will meet with you again. So please come back and tune in with us as we continue to walk through the scriptures. God bless you.